Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
From my experience, one thing seems to stand out. Teachers are really very passionate people. I believe teachers' passion to their subject spreads to their students. At the same time, I heartily agree with my friend Mara Dragon that students need to bring something to the table to meet us halfway. They should do some background reading, or prepare projects, or at least not sleep during lectures. That's when the true magic happens.
Speaker B.
The major factor that makes my work as a teacher difficult is the extremely low pay. The ugly truth is that this affects the amount of work I'm willing to do for my job. The second factor is very poorly prepared students. I have some college students who have trouble with reading comprehension, understanding basic concepts and writing. This makes it very challenging to teach history and critical thinking, especially in mixed groups of students.
Speaker C.
You cannot truly teach and not be charged with sharing knowledge with the world around you. This is the bodhisattva factor. That's what it's called. My work continues to keep me in close contact with modesty. Really, I believe no teacher can be a know-it-all. In nearly every class, my students share with me some information that I am unaware of. And I'm not ashamed to admit this, because life continues to be an unfolding mystery for me.
Speaker D.
I taught my first class 14 years ago, and I'm still teaching. I can't imagine what I would be doing if I weren't teaching. It's a lot of work, and it's often very exhausting, but so rewarding at the same time. And I don't mean the salary, you know. The interactions, the people I meet and learn from every day, the conversations around art and so on. I can't imagine my life without teaching. I wouldn't trade it for all the riches in the world.
Speaker E.
I'd say funding for students, the cost of education, and living in a city is expensive. In Canada especially. A lot of my students work for many hours to fund their education, as well as go to school. They don't have the time or money to really think about something for a long time before deciding what to do. They also don't have time and money to experiment, play, and discover. There's anxiety about grades and having job-applicable skills.
Speaker F.
Most of my students take my classes because they are obligatory. So, if I can persuade a few of them each semester that studying history isn't the worst thing that ever happened to them, I feel I've done well and achieved my purpose. Having a student tell me they decided to further their education in history after taking my class is the best thing to hear because this means I have managed to touch secret strings in their young hearts.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
From my experience, one thing seems to stand out. Teachers are really very passionate people. I believe teachers' passion to their subject spreads to their students. At the same time, I heartily agree with my friend Mara Dragon that students need to bring something to the table to meet us halfway. They should do some background reading, or prepare projects, or at least not sleep during lectures. That's when the true magic happens.
Speaker B.
The major factor that makes my work as a teacher difficult is the extremely low pay. The ugly truth is that this affects the amount of work I'm willing to do for my job. The second factor is very poorly prepared students. I have some college students who have trouble with reading comprehension, understanding basic concepts and writing. This makes it very challenging to teach history and critical thinking, especially in mixed groups of students.
Speaker C.
You cannot truly teach and not be charged with sharing knowledge with the world around you. This is the bodhisattva factor. That's what it's called. My work continues to keep me in close contact with modesty. Really, I believe no teacher can be a know-it-all. In nearly every class, my students share with me some information that I am unaware of. And I'm not ashamed to admit this, because life continues to be an unfolding mystery for me.
Speaker D.
I taught my first class 14 years ago, and I'm still teaching. I can't imagine what I would be doing if I weren't teaching. It's a lot of work, and it's often very exhausting, but so rewarding at the same time. And I don't mean the salary, you know. The interactions, the people I meet and learn from every day, the conversations around art and so on. I can't imagine my life without teaching. I wouldn't trade it for all the riches in the world.
Speaker E.
I'd say funding for students, the cost of education, and living in a city is expensive. In Canada, especially. A lot of my students work for many hours to fund their education, as well as go to school. They don't have the time or money to really think about something for a long time before deciding what to do. They also don't have time and money to experiment, play, and discover. There's anxiety about grades and having job applicable skills.
Speaker F.
Most of my students take my classes because they are obligatory. So, if I can persuade a few of them each semester that studying history isn't the worst thing that ever happened to them, I feel I've done well and achieved my purpose. Having a student tell me they decided to further their education in history after taking my class is the best thing to hear because this means I have managed to touch secret strings in their young hearts.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.